From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. I'm Philip Gray. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Village Board approved a four-year contract with Village Police last week. The new agreement will increase salaries by 2%, add longevity pay, and provide health insurance at retirement, with the village paying 50% of the cost. Also under the contract, police staff can no longer sell back vacation and sick time to the village. Village police have been working without a contract since 2016. The new agreement expires May 31st, 2020. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth Crow is reporting in the Times Union. The most recent estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau are now out and show that while the population has grown in and around New York City and the Capital Region, upstate continues to lose residents. The high-tech, healthcare, and higher education sectors are feeding the expansion of the Capital Region's expansion, according to local experts. Mark Egan, CEO of the Capital Region Chamber, noted the region's private sector job growth is greater than all other metropolitan areas statewide. Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Schenectady all showed population gains between 2010 and 2017. During the same period, Columbia County's population decreased by 3.9%, Greene County's by 3.6%. Andrew Kennedy, a former official with the Cuomo administration, said, and I quote, "The region's more rural counties continue to struggle, but investments in them, from those for craft beverage industry to downtown revitalization initiatives in Glen Falls and Hudson, should go a ways in reversing population trends," end quote. The fastest growing counties nationwide are in the South and West, according to the Census Bureau. That growth is fed by domestic migration. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Audrey Matt is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. The Greenville Board of Elections heard three appeals for new athletic programming from Athletic Director Denise Wickman during a budget workshop held March the 5th. Along with Todd Nelson, Assistant Director of New York State Public High School Athletic Association, Wickman proposed the addition of a unified sports program that partners with Special Olympics New York. The program would feature basketball, but could include bowling as well, and in the future, volleyball and cross-country could be added, Wickman said. There is also a discussion about the previously proposed girls' tennis and football programs. The football program would create a combined team with Cairo-Durham and possibly Catskill school districts. The Greenville Board considered both programs last year, but ultimately rejected the proposal due to concerns over sustainability. The addition of all three, the unified sports, football, and girls' tennis programs, would cost the district nearly $22,000 for the 2018-19 school year. The board is now looking at cost projections and assessing the potential impact on the budget. The board's next budget workshop is 6 p.m. on Monday, March the 26th, in the Greenville Middle High School Library. And you can read that full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Columbia Green Media is reporting that Greenport residents in the area of Route 9 and Kipps Mobile Home Park must boil and conserve water until further notice. Residents have been directed to boil water for drinking, making ice, washing dishes, brushing teeth, and when preparing food and infant formula until further notice. Greenport emergency personnel responded to a major water main break at 329 Fairview Avenue on March the 20th. After the town water department noted high water usage and decreasing water levels, tap water should be brought to a rolling boil, then boiled for 1 minute and then cooled before using. In the alternative, bottled water certified for sale by the State Department of Health can be used. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced March the 20th the roughly one-mile-long sidewalk of the Rip Van Winkle Bridge has been completely rebuilt by the New York State Bridge Authority with the addition of three scenic viewpoints, each 50 feet long by 10 feet wide. Cuomo said in a press release that the scenic viewpoints will provide the public with unparalleled views of the Hudson River and the Catskill Mountains. Known as the Hudson River Skywalk, the project will feature a pedestrian trail linking the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill with the Olana State Historic Site in Greenport. Cuomo said, and I quote, "This project is a perfect example of a successful public-private partnership between the state and local partners promoting a unique part of New York State history and creating a timeless experience for generations to come," end quote. And you can read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 40 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 27. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers after noon. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 38 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 23. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 23. Sunrise this morning was at 6:54 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:09 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 22nd day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.